Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. And I am your host, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I am a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I do what I do because it's what I needed for my own life. That's really what it started out as being. I realized that my life wasn't working. I wasn't happy. And so I began to look more deeply into who I am and what it was that was running my life, what beliefs I had about who I was supposed to be. Because the beliefs that I was living weren't working for me. They weren't working for me at all. And so that brought about a lot of change. And I've been going through these huge and little changes for the last 16 years. That was when I finally woke up. And I can look at my life now and say that it is so much better. I'm actually happy with me and I love myself. And that's what I want everyone to have the opportunity to experience. That's why I do the work that I do. That's why I do this radio show. So that you can start waking up too. So if you need to talk to me, well, now's the time. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when I say if you need to talk to me, I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about connecting with your team, your spiritual guides. We're there to help you to become who you truly desire to be. And I can hear them, even if you can't. So if you have questions about your life, or you're seeking a deeper understanding, or there's some part of you that you just need to heal, then that's what this show is for. It's for you to discover you. And again, the number is 646-716-5045. And if you want to know more about me and what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can start to do on yourself to start to change your life, to start to make a difference in who you are being. Okay. We are going to go to our first caller now. Let's see. Our caller is from area code 256. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I'm in a place where, you know, there's uncertainty. Navigating my next employment position. And then thinking about, you know, just releasing some stuff, I found myself trying to find motivation again to do things. And that's where I am, just what's next, and just trying to find my motivation.
So what is it that you are afraid of?
I guess because of who I am and where I've been before, just the uncertainty of what's going to happen next.
Okay. Because I'm getting the, it feels like that fear is in your way. It's like you have all of this potential out there in front of you, and you do have all of that potential out there in front of you, but there's this wall of fear in front of it, and you can't see anything because the fear's in the way. That makes sense.
Yeah, from your perspective, it does. But, I mean, I guess to say more clearly, I do the meditations and I do visualization. But I don't know, I know fear comes from the ego. And I know how to talk to the ego and say, yeah, but I don't believe that. So I think it's more than that, to be honest.
Okay. All right, so let's do some dear innate statements and see if we can shift things.
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release any fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release any fear of unknown.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Hello?
Okay, did you hear me?
No, you went out on the last dear innate statement.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the anxiety of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety of the unknown.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be the truth.
Dear innate, I allow myself to hear the truth.
Dear innate, I allow clarity in my life.
Dear innate, I allow clarity in my life.
Dear innate, I open up to who I am.
Dear innate, I open up to who I am.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I release who I used to be.
Dear innate, I release who I used to be.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I embrace my life.
Dear Nate, I embrace my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Energy moving and moving. So, let me get out of the way. So, what is it that you really want in your life? What's important to you?
Having connectivity with my family is important. Being safe and secure. Is important. Doing something that's passionate is important to me. And that's what I've been praying for, along with being with the group of people that I'm passionate with. I think that was I had a little sadness about that today, because I've been in Georgia for almost 7 years, and I really can't say that, you know, I've found lasting friends, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do a few more, Dear Nate. Okay. Dear Nate, I am always safe and secure.
I didn't hear that one. I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Okay, that's all right. Dear Nate, I am always safe and secure.
Dear Nate, I'm always safe and secure.
Dear Nate, I live my passion.
Dear Nate, I live my passion.
Dear Nate, I attract people who love and support me.
Dear Nate, I attract people who love and support me.
Dear Nate, I have wonderful relationships.
Dear Nate, I have wonderful relationships.
Dear Nate, I always put myself first.
Dear Nate, I always put myself first.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am never alone. God is on my side.
Dear Nate, I am never alone. God is always on my side.
Dear Nate, I am meant to succeed.
Dear Nate, I am meant to succeed.
Dear Nate, I open up to the power within me.
Dear Nate, I open up to the power within me.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to change.
Dear Nate, I follow my heart.
Dear Nate, I follow my heart.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
So it feels like there's a part of you that was like firmly attached to the past. And
That's
no longer true, so you're not stuck anymore.
Okay.
I want you to look at who you see yourself as being. and to really look at whether or not you love that person. And I know when I tell people, you know, you need to love yourself, their first reaction is, I do love myself. But our concept of love is limited. And the truth about love is that it's unconditional. And if you truly love yourself, you accept yourself exactly as you are, with all of your faults, all of your wrongs, all of your rights. None of that affects the love. The love is always there.
Right.
And so look at the little things that pop up that show you how you really feel about you.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of those people that think, oh, yeah, I love myself. I love myself. I know what love is, and love is unconditional. And I unconditionally love myself. But when I find myself in a Zoom meeting and I look at myself on the camera, I'm not thinking loving thoughts about the person I see. I'm thinking, my gosh,
okay,
I can do something about that. And, oh, my gosh, they can see I have double chin. Oh, my God. Those are not thoughts of love.
Yeah.
So love is much more than we give it credit for being.
Understood. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So look at the limitations that you are placing on your own life. One of the limitations that they're showing me that you may not have thought about as a limitation is the fact that you believe that you've lived in Georgia for 7 years, but you haven't found the relationships that you're looking for, which means that you have a thought in your head that says, I can't find what I'm looking for while I'm here, which is a limitation.
Okay.
So you want to start changing the way you talk about you and your life and what's happening and what's not happening.
Okay.
And open up to attracting what is for your highest good, because that's how things come to you. You don't chase them down. They simply come to you.
I guess what I was, I guess, in that thought process, like you were talking about releasing yourself from the past, I think more than anything, I understand the law of attraction, but I think I was just talking about the past. And that's one of the ego's tricks, and I understand that. So.
Wonderful. And you want me to say this, so you can think about it. A lot of times we are taught that the ego is bad, that it's out to do us harm or whatever perception. It's a negative perception. But the ego is not negative. Don't make it something you have to fight against, is what I'm saying. Because if you fight against something, you're only focusing on what's wrong. Instead, accept it and let it know that you appreciate its input, but you are the one that's going to run your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sometimes that little change in how we deal with ourselves can make a huge difference in what comes to us.
Right.
Okay. So how do you feel?
I feel lighter. I feel much better.
Good. So what is it that you're passionate about?
I'm passionate about changing people's lives. I'm passionate about talking to people to help them to see a new perspective. That's what I'm passionate about more than anything. I'm passionate about holistic medicine, just to help people in new ways, new perspectives. That's what I'm really passionate about.
Wonderful. So how do you apply that to you?
So when I apply that to myself, the application of what I know and what I'm going through at the time, how can I see it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit? How can I see it in a new perspective? What is this here for? And how is this, whether I put a label on it as good or bad, how is this helping me? And how can it be changed? Because everything that comes to me, God is with it. So how can I see it as God sees it?
So you want to see the beauty in every situation.
Yes.
And that allows you to see not what other people have told you, but allows you to see the truth of it. And that's something that most people don't see, and they don't even realize that they don't see it. So I think it's great that that's important to you and that's what you're working towards.
Yes.
And so do you do things like automatic writing?
I journal. It's been a while since I've done the automatic writing. I've done it before, but it's been a while.
Okay. They're encouraging you to do that again.
Okay.
So that you can have conversations with them. So that you can, again, open up to what's there for you to know.
Okay.
Okay, what else do you want me to tell her? They say you are on the right track. Don't doubt yourself. Go ahead and trust yourself. Trust yourself to be you and to do what's right for you. And to know that you are more powerful than you know, because you are. And I hear great things are coming. So the work you're doing is working. Keep it up. And you are supported and loved. You have a beautiful, beautiful team. And they really, really love you. So you're really not doing this alone.
Thank you. Thank you for that reminder.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
If they want to give me any clues about, you know, my next position or any messages about it.
Okay. Right here is what I'm hearing. You realize that who you are and what happens in your life to you. We understand that so many people are taught that they have no power, they have no right to choose their own destiny, that they must follow along and do what God has ordained for them to do. And actually what God has ordained for you to do is to live your life and be the very best that you can be, to actually learn to love and accept yourself and to accept life and to make changes that are for your highest good. That's what God has ordained for you to do. So if you want to live the will of God, then be the very best that you can be. Because it's not about God controlling you. God doesn't want to control you. Where's the fun in that? God wants you to be you. God wants to experience what you experience. God wants to love and accept you exactly as you are. That's what God is about. So don't discount yourself thinking that you have to be less in order to please God, because you don't. You get to be you. You get to love you. You get to live your life. And God is right there with you, supporting you, loving you, answering your questions, helping you to discover the beauty and the truth of your own existence. So let God be your friend. And allow yourself to make your own choices about what's important to you. You are capable. You are supported. You are actually quite phenomenal. And it's okay for you to be you. We love you. Always. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You are welcome. You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I am opening the chat room now. If there's anyone who's been sitting in there wondering if you're going to open the chat room. I'm having one of those slow starts to the day. So it's really interesting to notice who we are being and the changes that are happening in our lives. And it's the more we open up to allowing ourselves to receive whatever it is that God, the universe, whomever it is you see is on your side, is bringing into your life, the more... For me, it brings more and more peace and more joy. And I find myself letting go more. It's amazing how many things we are taught about who we are and who we're supposed to be and what's allowed and what's not allowed and all that other garbage that has been running our lives all these years. And we start realizing it. And at first, you know, there's that part of us, you can call it the ego, you can call it whatever you want to call it, that's telling us that we should not change. And everybody has that. Everybody has that little voice that's always telling you, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You should do this. And if you did this, and everything would be fine. If you had just listened to what I said, blah, blah, blah. You know that part of you. Don't let that part of you run your life. I mean, you can acknowledge it and say, oh, well, I hear what you're saying and I appreciate your input. But then make your own conscious choices. Don't let yourself be ruled or run by that part of you, because it's not meant to run your life. Even though you let it run your life and you've seen it run other people's lives, and you've also seen how it doesn't work, because it doesn't know what's for your highest good. It's not coming from your heart. Listen to the wisdom from your heart, and your heart does talk to you. But it's usually much more quiet than that ego part of you. And that's why you often get encouraged to meditate, so you can go into the quiet space where you can hear your heart instead of that blaring voice in your head. And if you do that, you will reach a point where that voice is silent. And I notice that sometimes when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and I just stop, and it's totally quiet. I don't have all of that yammering in my head about what I should be doing, what I should be thinking, if I'd only, you know, whatever. That's gone now. It's taken me years to, you know, let it go. Because at first I was fighting it. I was always fighting it. I thought if I fought it enough, I would be able to overcome it and dominate it. That doesn't work. It's a matter of accepting it and releasing it. That's how you make the big changes in your life. That's how you become who you truly desire to be. So if you want to move forward in your life, it's not a matter of fighting. It's a matter of accepting. It's a matter of letting go. Okay. So that was something that guidance wanted me to say to you all, so that you would have a clearer understanding of what's actually important and who you really are. And, you know, opening up to who we really are can be so scary. You know, to think that we've been taught all of our lives that we are these insignificant bits of nothing, you know, that we are created in sin and we live in sin and we die in sin and all that whole sin word thing. and the truth is we are created in love. We live in love. We don't actually die. So much of what we've been taught isn't actually true. But moving beyond that means that you have to let that go. You can't fight it. You have to let it go. You know, accept that you've been taught this bundle of beliefs. That's what I'll call them. I wanted to call them bundle of lies, but I will call them bundle of beliefs. And that bundle of beliefs no longer works for you. And so you are simply letting it go. You're not determining that it's wrong and that it needs to be punished and that everyone who taught you those things needs to be punished. It's not about punishment. It's not about guilt. It's not about blame. It's not about shame. So if that's the energy you're coming from, you need to let that go too. Because it's about being you, being who you are. Oh, yes, spirit and form, a bundle of other people's beliefs. I like that. That's what it is. That's where you got it from, that whole bundle of beliefs. It came to you from other people, people in your family, people in your circle of friends, people in the media, books. School, you know, everywhere you went, people were telling you what was right or what was wrong. They were telling you their beliefs. And up until a certain age, we accept everything we're told as being the truth. That's part of, you know, what children do. And by the time we get old enough to start consciously making our own choices, we already have that bundle of other people's beliefs that's running our lives because we have accepted each and every one of them as being the truth. And when you decide that something is the truth, you prove it to yourself over and over and over. It's like if you decided that everybody who has red hair has anger issues, then more than likely every person you meet with red hair will be angry because that is what you believe to be true. Now, red-haired people are not any more angry than any other people. And oh, I can feel there's some people that are fighting against that. But the truth is that you cannot make these broad claims about any group of people. And that's just something we see over and over in our society. You know, people decide that if you are a certain color, that means that this, this, and this, and this, and this are true about you. Whereas if you're this color, then this, this, and this, and this are true about you. And we get taught that over and over through the media and movies and, oh, so many different places, that we start believing that that's the actual truth. And then when we see someone who's that color, all of those beliefs automatically come up, even though we don't know anything about that person. Our mind is showing us everything that we believe, even though we don't know it's true. And we have beliefs not just about other people, but about ourselves, because we were taught things about ourselves by the people who raised us. We were taught the definition of what it means to be good or bad. We were taught whether or not we deserve based on our behavior. And whether or not you deserve is not based on your behavior, because you deserve no matter what. Everyone does. That's why we are learning about unconditional love, because unconditional love says, I love you. That's all it says. It says, I love you. That's it. There are no conditions. It is simply, I love you. And we have a hard time accepting that about ourselves, allowing ourselves to love us. Because we can make that whole list of what's wrong with us, and the things that we've done wrong, the things we've said wrong, the people we've known that were wrong, all the wrongs of our lives. Dear innate, I release the wrong. No, let that go. Dear innate, I release being the wrong. Because you don't need to be wrong. You aren't wrong. You are a beautiful, divine creation of God. And that applies no matter what kind of life you've led, no matter what kind of person you've been. You are a beautiful, divine creation of God. Let yourself accept that. And let go of all of that bundle of other people's beliefs. Because that's not you. That's other people's beliefs. That's not you. You hear that, right? It's other people's beliefs. It's not you. So you don't have to live up to their expectations or down to their expectations. You don't have to let them run your life. It's yours. It's your choices. It's your creation. It's all about you. So open up to being who you truly are, and allowing your life to flow. That's how you make the changes. That's how you accept yourself. That's how you start living your truth and living in your power. That's how you let go. And letting go is usually the most important thing that you can do. Because in order for you to start bringing anything new into your life, you've got to have room for it. If your life is already filled with that huge bundle of other people's beliefs, how are you supposed to bring in anything new? So let that be your daily mission. You know, let go of at least one belief every day. And you get to decide what that belief is. Yeah, turn it into a dear innate statement. Dear innate, I release my belief in my own insignificance. That's a wonderful one to let go of. And then the next day you can pick a different belief and let that go. And if you find things coming up connected with the beliefs that you are releasing, they're coming up so that you can be aware of them and you can release them And usually all it takes is a deep breath. But if you want to turn it into a dear innate statement, then feel free to do that. That's your option. Stop seeing everything is wrong, because it's not. Start making your choices about who you truly desire to be, what kind of life you truly desire to live, and create that. Let that be the truth of who you are, and live that truth. And I know sometimes it gets rather confusing, and that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. You can just say, dear innate, I release the confusion and let it go. Again, whatever comes up, you don't need to stay in it. It's coming up to be released. Let it go. Allow yourself to move forward. Allow yourself the right to be more. Open up to the truth of who you are. Okay, so that was what guidance wanted me to share with you. Let me see if there's anything else they want to say. Don't forget to love yourself. Don't forget to have fun. That's one they bring up quite often, because we forget to have fun. We forget to actually enjoy our lives. Think about little kids and how they are and how they live. And, you know, little kids are always having fun. In fact, if they're having fun and you want them to do something else, they really don't want to do anything else. They want to just keep having fun. And parents and adults can be such downers because they don't realize how much fun is. So start being more like those little kids. Start allowing yourself to have fun, to do things simply for the joy of doing it. And please let go of all of those doubts and worries and those little voices that say, well, if you do this and you don't do this, then blah, blah, blah is going to happen and the world is going to end, or whatever those voices are telling you. You know, thank it for its wonderful advice and let it go. Because you don't need to be stuck. You don't ever need to be stuck. You're not required to be stuck. You are not required to be stuck. Really take that in. You're not required to be stuck. And doesn't that feel so much better when you let it go? Let me just take a nice deep breath. And just let yourself be. All right. Okay, that is everything that I've gotten for today. I hope that you really take some time to look at what's important to you, to look at who you truly want to be, and to start letting go of the things that are in your way. And I'm talking about the beliefs, because everything starts with what you believe. Everything starts with what you believe. Everything starts with what you believe. And so if you want to tackle the problems of life, the problems of the world, the problems of the universe, whatever problems you want to tackle, start with you. Start with what you believe. Because you create what you believe. And if you believe that you are insignificant and undeserving, then you create a life that shows and proves that you are insignificant and undeserving. Let go of those beliefs and your life will change. It has to. You always prove what you believe. So change your beliefs and you change everything in your life. It starts with you. It starts with you. And it just goes to show how incredibly powerful you actually are, because it does start with you. I send you all much love. And if you need help from me on changing those beliefs, don't forget, you can contact me. You can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's lots of ways to contact me that I've put in there, I'm sure of it. It's time for you to start changing your life. It really is. You don't need to wait. You don't need to wait. You really don't. You are loved, and you are guided, and you are deserving. And you are allowed to have a magnificent life, no matter what you've been taught to believe. Let go of all that garbage. It's not yours. Stop lugging it around with you. And start taking the steps to live your own life. All right. I will be back next Friday. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week, and I send you lots and lots of love. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers who listen. And I think that is it. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.